deportation, no way. Tony Blair, here I say, deportation, no way. Tony Blair, here I say, deportation, no way.
Last Thursday, April the 12th, a demonstration was held outside the Home Office in Marsham Street against deportations of asylum seekers to the so-called Democratic Republic of the Congo. Shortly before the demo, a Freedom of Information request revealed that Operation Caster has already seen 17 adults and 21 children deported to the DRC. And there are signs that the next operation is already being planned. I went along to the demo to learn more about the situation.
Why are you here today?
Yeah, we are today demonstrating against the deportation of Congolese failed asylum seekers. We think that the situation is not good in Congo, as you might have learned. There was a lot of fighting in Congo on the 22nd and the 23rd of March. A lot of people have been killed, over 600. So we think it's not fair to send back Congolese to such a war area.
Why do people from the Congo come here?
People do come here because the situation is not safe back home, and then if they feel that they are very unsafe back home, they might be killed, and whatever can happen to them, they run away from home. That's why they are here, to seek for asylum, for protection.
What might happen to them if they were sent back?
If they are sent back, definitely they might be arrested by the government, because for the government in Congo, it's like a shame for people to come and claim for asylum in a foreign country. Once they go back, then they will be arrested, man, tortured, or maybe killed.
Have you heard of any people being killed who've been sent back?
Definitely we know some have disappeared, but we can't really tell if they have been killed or whatever, but they have disappeared. We don't know where they are today. And then it's not only those people coming from here, even the opposition leaders back home are being threatened. And then we know we've got cases of opposition leaders who have fled the country. Yesterday, the main opposition leader, I think you know him, Jean-Pierre Bemba, left Congo for Portugal. So it means if the opposition leader doesn't feel safe in Congo, I don't think someone coming from this side will feel safe.
Do a lot of people who leave the Congo, do they go to, like, lots of countries?
Yeah, Congolese are almost dispersed worldwide. It's not only in the UK that you find Congolese. You go to France, to Belgium, everywhere Congolese, you find Congolese. It's just that here in Europe, people think that Congolese or Africans are taking advantage to come here. But no, go to a country like Zambia, our neighboring country, you find more than 200,000 Congolese living there as refugees in Maheba camp, which is a very deprived camp. It's not that people are running to go and seek for material advantage. Go to Maheba, there's nothing like a material advantage there. They are living like villagers.
Also at the demo was Okito Tongo from the Congolese support group, who had some grim facts to report.
I just want to say this, we are here today, I think that would be very important things to say. This is a Congolese community. We have been united, and we come across so many issues that has been in this country in a way that they were been treating people so far regularly. And this is a country which has been a very good supportive for years, but just these 2-3 years it has been tough. the relation between this country and the people living here has really getting very down. We feel very concerned that we are here, protected by United Nations Convention, which reclaimed that we should be here as in a protection. We claim refuge in this country, which is clear. The United Kingdom is still member in Geneva Convention. We feel very concerned that there's not been a respect in Geneva Convention so far, because people being sent back to a country where they're going to be in a torture, being arrested, killed. There has been so many reports in the DRC, but recently United Kingdom take no action by sending people back to DRC. So we claim today to everybody in this country, all over United Kingdom, to give a strong support that people here, especially this country from DRC, should get strong support and should be protected, because sending them back is sending them to a very poor, democratic system, people being arrested, killed, opposition people being in difficult situation. You can see there's not even opposition in Congo at the moment, we're speaking now. And there's a high level of ill treatment to activists. So we just claim justice, that United Kingdom should respect the Geneva Convention and the great today all Congolese people, refugees started in this country. We are not forcing anyone, but we're just behind the law. It's justice we request. As long as United Kingdom is still part of the Geneva Convention, we're here to seek protection. And we're claiming that Home Secretary has been made a lot of mistakes in relation to the way they treat the Congolese as refugees in this country. So we're just asking them to go back to the law and to respect what was said. We respect also that United Kingdom is part of Europe, and the European Human Rights Tribunal recently make it clear that no one should deport Congolese people. But this has been very concerned that nobody listened to this, and the United Kingdom should be one of the key members in Europe, and they're taking the risk by sending Congolese people. Recently, there has a mass deportation of almost 40 people, and some of them were sent back because there were no Congolese people. So you can see level of mistake this country taking. And apart from that, those people they sent back, three of them have been killed in Congo, and this is in a space of 2 months. You can see how United Kingdom should be a country to protect people, but it's taking life out. So we just request today in this radio, anyone going to listen, that Congolese people seeking your assistance. Britain has been a very good country. We got people here living in protection, and people in different nations in this country being protected by United Kingdom. So we request that to be taken into action and the justice be given to Congolese people now. Thank you. And we ask stop all deportation to DRC now.
One of the problems in this country, I think, is that we don't get much reporting from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So people listening to the show aren't going to really understand what the problems are there. Can you give us a brief idea of what problems people are facing there?
Yeah, first of all, there is a big problem anyway. I'm going to speak in general, and I will tell you about Congolese people who are deported what they fast. The first thing is, when somebody, Congo normally is a country, massive country in Africa, and having a leader who was not elected, because it was clear that Kabila was not elected by Congolese people, you can see how he's tried to tighten the security, to intimidate people, to make sure that there's no opposition, so he can control the country. There is a very serious issue going on in relation to the country welfare and natural resources. This has a very strong issue that the government should be somebody with strong and the love of the country and the person who know the country very well. Our very concern is Kabila is somebody with very poor information in the country. He just come from somewhere and they come to be president of a very strong and complex country with unique things which nobody has all over the world. And we regret that this Kabila has taken a risk of leading this country, and Europe in giving support, especially Britain. That's why we're very concerned. And when you look in the system, actually, people claim there's a democracy. In reality, there's not democracy in Congo. Apparently, there's a big and full threat of opposition. And you can see, I can make it clear today to everybody listening to this radio, Congo has a very poor regime, and the leader has a very, 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 very poor in the way of listening to people and cooperating with themselves. And the base is going and arrested, killed. There's so many reports going on, and I can't conform today. There's no regime of democracy. There's no regime of respect of human. So this is what I can make it clear today. Apart from that, there is also very high level of human rabies in the regime of Kabila's, who's killing children, killing innocent civilians. When they protest, they march, they're asking for freedom, they're asking for democracy, they're asking for liberty, and Kabila will send the army people to kill them. In just 3 months' time, Kabila has been elected, let me say 6 months, over 3,000 people has been killed. You can see there has been so many reports from back Congo where people protesting about the election, fraud election, and Kabila sent army people to kill those people. Recently in Kinshasa, when people, Kabila sent his own troop to disarm Jean-Pierre Mbemba, who was an elected and an opposition leader, and Kabila have to use a force to kill civilian. Over 600 people was killed. Apart from that, there's continuously killing people in Ituri, in Kivu. There's a high level of killing people recently from Kaemba in part of west of Congo, especially those people living in Angola's border. So over in the next 6 months, Kabila has been elected. We got more than 3,000 people has been killed.
The situation is truly frightening. As the first interviewee reminded us, the majority of Congolese asylum seekers flee to neighbouring countries such as Zambia, where they live under incredibly difficult conditions. And yet those who make it here live under fear of detention and deportation to face possible torture, disappearances and death in a clear breach of the UK's responsibilities under the Geneva Conventions. The demo was one of several held around the country, and reports of some of the other demos, along with a film of the London demo I attended, can be seen on the Newswire at www.indymedia.org.uk. This is FTP for Indie Media Global Reports on Resonance 104.4 FM.
Alebate, Kabila Lokoso. Alebate, he's a big killer. He's a big killer. He's a big killer. Alebate. Alebate.